You're listening to Vatican Radio.
This is Vatican Radio. I'm Chris Altieri. The 21 Coptic Christians slaughtered by members of the so-called Islamic State in Libya earlier this month have been officially recognized as martyrs, a fact that ought to give Christians everywhere both hope and a sense of pause. Hope, because their witness of faith is an ever-present reminder of Christ's victory. Pause, because a misplaced enthusiasm could hurt the cause of the very gospel for which they gave their lives. That is according to Coptic Orthodox Bishop Angelos, the General Bishop of the Coptic Orthodox Church in the UK, who spoke with me on Tuesday.
Generally, there is a long period of time before someone is actually canonized in the church. And that is generally to ascertain the truth of observations and claims about their sanctity. And in this case, it was very public. It was internationally very obvious through the video that was released by the perpetrators themselves. So this was an exceptional case. To my knowledge, it hasn't happened in the past. And I think what we saw over the last few days as a reaction is really in line with us feeling that that was an act worthy of being backed during the days of Diocletian.
Pope Francis has spoken of the ecumenism of suffering, even the ecumenism of blood. This is something about which also Pope Tewodros has spoken. I wonder whether you could perhaps speak to the unifying effect of the kind of heroic witness that we've seen.
I was blessed enough to accompany His Holiness Pope Tewodros to the Vatican to visit His Holiness Pope Francis. And even back then, one of the major topics discussed was martyrdom in our churches as a shared tradition and as a shared witness. Of course, as Christians, we stand, I think, with anyone who suffers. And I think we need to, as I've said time and time again, defend the rights of anyone who is persecuted. And of course, it is more painful when you see that it is someone who is suffering for his or her Christian faith. And so violently, as we did with these men.
The Coptic community and the whole Christian community across Egypt, the Coptic Orthodox community, the Catholics, the Melkites, there's a ritual diversity in Egypt, but the population is no more than 10% of the population, so a significant minority, but nevertheless a minority. What is the role of Christians and of Christianity in terms of public life, and how is it proportionate to those numbers?
Just to clarify, we have actually rejected time and time again over the past years to be classed as a minority. We are, of course, a numeric minority, and that's undoubted. But the Christians are the indigenous people of Egypt, and so therefore still have a very important presence. They make their mark, whether it was 18 months ago with the burning and attack of churches, where their response was completely peaceful and they stopped the spiral of violence, or in the civic life of Egypt as it tries to move on to new stages in its contemporary history and era. The Christians have always had a very significant part to play, just by demonstrating their graciousness, their love, their sacrificial presence that tries to be a light in sometimes very, very dark situations.
Do you have something to say to people who might be tempted to despair at home, or to the rest of the world who might be looking on the situation and wondering whether there is any cause, any ground, any reason to hope for an amelioration?
I think there are two extreme scenarios that we must be very, very wary of. The The first is, as you say, despair. As Christians, we don't despair. We've been facing persecution for 2,000 years. By God's grace, we've lived through it, and we continue to witness by God's presence in our lives and by our presence as His light in the world. And we're told in Scripture to always give an account for the hope that is in us. So that hope is a core value and a core foundation of us as Christians. The other extreme that I'm a little bit more wary of at the moment and hope that we address is a sense of ungracious triumphalism. Sometimes we look at things such as these brutal killings, and we see the great witness of these very faithful men, but then become triumphalist, which in itself could become offensive to the world. So if we follow the example of our Lord Jesus Christ, where He was powerful and gracious, both at the most powerful and victorious times of His resurrection, but also at the most apparently, in the eyes of the world, weak times of His crucifixion, we have to hold that balance and keep Him as the main example of our lives and our witness today.
Thank you so much for your time. If there's anything that is unsaid at this point that you'd like to say, I'd give the last word and the last thought to you.
What's important for us to remember as Christians is our presence in the world, as decreed by our Lord, is to be a reconciling presence and an empowering presence. And whatever comes along our path, our role must be reconciling, as painful as it may seem at times. But that is when we are most like our Savior, who made Himself of no reputation and who became an advocate for all, regardless. So I think that is the message we must continue to keep. And it is the only reason the Christian message still stays strong.